Although the House Intelligence Committee usually meets behind closed doors, it held an open session to hear from specialists who studied and analyzed terrorist use of the Internet for the Pentagon. What they heard surprised even those who were somewhat familiar with al-Qaeda and other groups' use of the Internet to spread anti-American and anti-Western propaganda. Bruce Hoffman is a counterterrorism expert with the RAND Corporation.
The Internet, once seen as an engine of enormous education and enlightenment, has instead, for many of these radical jihadi groups, become a purveyor of the coarsest and most base conspiracy theory.
Hoffman says nearly 5,000 websites are maintained by terrorist groups, more than a dozen producing their own video, and half of these he identifies as Iraqi insurgent groups. Some of these websites were displayed for lawmakers as Assistant Secretary of Defense Peter Robin explained how terrorists have gone global with multilingual messages distorting American policy and incitements to hatred, extremism, and terrorism.
Identical Internet products are being distributed globally in different languages, ranging from Indonesian to Turkish to Russian.
Dan Devlin participated in the study.
As they translate these videos into other languages, they target them specifically to the audience. A video that was shown in Arabic originally, then targeted into Turkish, can be aimed more at recruitment, where if it's targeted or it's translated into Russian and used in the Chechen area, it emphasizes martyrdom. So they do tailor the individual product, even though it's the same product.
Terrorist groups design their material to intimidate, particularly in the case of Iraq, in addition to spreading hate themes and attempting to recruit new members. And some websites openly advertise for Internet or information specialists. The presentation drew this reaction from Democratic Congresswoman Anna Eshoo and Republican Mike Rogers.
We're reminded that terrorism is psychological warfare. And that's really what's being waged with these.
They are very sophisticated. So not only are they out recruiting individuals, they have finance networks that globally, they recruit people globally. They also have a media message targeted at specific groups. That is a very sophisticated global operation.
What, if anything, can be done? Bruce Hoffman says the challenge is to match military and other steps aimed at depriving terrorists of their physical sanctuaries with action in cyberspace.
The success of U.S. strategy, accordingly, will depend on our ability to counter al-Qaeda's and the radical jihadis' ideological appeal, what I call countering the five R's. The resonance of their ideological message, their ability to recruit and replenish their ranks, and their capacity for regeneration and renewal that we've seen in recent years.
He advocates creating a new government body to coordinate U.S. information efforts, recalling vital contributions of the former U.S. Information Agency, or USIA, during the Cold War. USIA was dissolved in the late 1990s and its public diplomacy functions merged into the State Department. Some lawmakers say U.S. efforts have been ineffective. Here is Republican Congressman Mac Thornberry.
This battle of ideas, I think, is a critical, if not the critical element. And I think you're exactly right. We're way behind the curve for a variety of reasons. This is hard for our country and our government to do.
Whatever steps can be taken, House Intelligence Chairman Peter Hoekstra and Democrat Jane Harman say Americans must recognize what they're up against in the information war and that the U.S. needs to offer a strong alternative vision.
Understanding what they are capable of. I think so often the perception is that these folks are not sophisticated. It's just a ragtag team of group out there that attack at will, and they're much more sophisticated and much better than that.
The war on terror is a struggle for the hearts and minds of moderate Muslims. Al-Qaeda and radical Islamist terrorists offer one vision. America offers a competing vision.
Lawmakers have vowed to hold additional hearings to examine what the U.S. is doing and what more it can do to respond to terrorist use of the Internet. Dan Robinson, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.